The Guardian.
So you have never, in your short time as a professional, ever had anyone sort of saying to you, come on, you've got to do something to, you know, boost yourself even more?
No, I think if people think that, it's got a very, very big misconception of cycling. You know, it's not... I've turned pro and it's not everyone thinks cycling is a big doping sport. It doesn't matter whether you get cycling, Wimbledon's on at the minute, you know. You can't tell me that there's not dickheads in this sport, you know. Whether it's any sport, any aspect of life, business, you're always going to get people who think they're clever in the system, you know. It angers me, these people, really angers me, but you're going to get them, you've got to face this, you know. So,
and the unfortunate thing is it's those few dickheads at the tour, there always seems to be one or two who...
No, the problem is cycling is doing an active thing to combat the problems. Other sports aren't doing a thing to combat it. They want to keep the image and the franchise of the sport perfect, you know. Cycling actually wants a clean and fair sport, so they're paying so much to get more anti-doping going, so they catch these cheats. Other sports don't want to catch their cheats because they don't want the image of the sport tarnished. Cycling's doing a thing, and now its name's getting dragged through there. In fact, we're the cleanest sport around, you know. We're the cleanest sport because we're the ones that are doing something to combat it, you know.
Well, I interviewed Bradley Wiggins last year, and he said exactly the same thing. He just gets so pissed off because the implication is because he's a cyclist, and he's so, as you know, passionate about being clean, and it just must wear you down that constantly there are these suspicions and innuendos and accusations.
Oh yeah, of course it does. It's unfortunate now that it's an aspect of cycling. It's part of the life that you're going to get. You're going to get these things said to you or these suspicions thrown upon you. But, you know, like I said before, as long as you can be proud of what you've done when you finish your career, you know you've done everything through hard work, then it's good, you know.
Would your gut instinct be that there will be another dickhead who will be exposed before the tour or in the midst of the tour?
It's hard to say, you know. You know, I'd like to think there wouldn't be, you know. I'd like to think that there aren't any people doping anymore, you know. I really would like to think that. Maybe there is, maybe it is like that, you know. So, you just don't know, you know. You just don't know. You don't know. There's people who found positive. You just don't know.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.